What is
up? Finished it.
Hey, yep. It's, man, it's called symmetry.
My like name's a Bryce Mills. Finishes your chip. My name is Campbell Walker, and you are listening to God Is Dead, the only podcast that you'll ever need to listen to for the rest of your entire existence.
Yeah, delete the rest of the library. We got you covered. Listen, this is food. It's chicken soup for the everyone's soul.
And chicken salt for the chips that I talked about earlier.
Exactly.
If you've never listened to the podcast... Yeah, I know. If you've never listened to the podcast before, the premise is pretty simple. What we do is we take things from the internet that we think will make you just roll your eyes and say, Jesus, there is no God.
Although, saying that, I want to bring something to the table that I'm going to give you a spoiler and say it's actually proof that God hasn't abandoned the earth.
Oh, really?
A very, very, very sweet presence online that will hopefully make you feel something.
A bit of spring cleaning for the soul, one might say.
Seriously.
Well, about cleaning, I've brought in a case that is very much the worst I've ever seen anybody clean anything in my entire life. Just some cleaning tutorials that, I don't know, I don't... Disclaimer, I don't know if anyone will find this as funny as I do, but for some reason I find this series of videos so, so damn stupid. And everything that we are talking about, by the way, is at God Is Dead, not clickbait.
Yes, that's where you can see the visuals, follow along. Of course, YouTube as well is in the show notes, and go goddamn suss it out in this little new studio thing we're at. You can see the face reveal, and that is all. Let's get it.
Hell yeah.
God Is Dead, case one.
How to clean a carpet.
So I'm wondering with this, like, is it because it's unsatisfying? He doesn't do a good job. You know, there's, like, satisfying videos where they're, like, cleaning and...
So, contextually, Bryce is asking me this because I was just laughing my head off at these videos that I rediscovered. I was trying to look for them. I had to re-download TikTok, which is never a good thing. God damn, I hate it there. To see, because I knew that I'd saved them, but I was like, oh no, his account has actually been deleted. I don't know who by, but then I went into like my old phone roll and thank God I'd saved three of these videos.
Yeah.
They are a video where it's basically just a tutorial of somebody cleaning a carpet. How to clean X
like
off
a
carpet. It is a kid. It's a child.
The you listening to it a little bit, all I said, hey guys, welcome back. Like, I mean, I guess we just pull it up. What do we need to know about him? Is it a low-key channel? Has he got a lot of followers?
He really didn't. This is, and I think that's what made it really funny for me.
Yeah.
And I assume it hasn't been pulled off TikTok for violating community guidelines, but I'm pretty sure his parents would have seen all the messes on the carpet that he was making for TikTok and been like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
So we'll start innocent. We'll start with how to get mustard out of a carpet.
And this is like a shaggy goddamn carpet too. This is real long fibers, real hair of the... Yeah.
Hello everyone, and today I'm going to be showing you how to get mustard off a rug because that's what a lot of people have been requesting. So the first thing that I'm going to be doing is putting the mustard on the rug.
He's taken like the lid off like a Dijon mustard and he's just poured like now clumps I'm going to onto smudge the rug.
No, you don't.
Now I'm going to let it soak in for a little bit. It's soaked in for a little bit. Now I'm going to get a fork and just try to scrape it off as much as I can.
You don't, no one...
He's like forking
now
the mustard
into the shack. Now I'm going to get a spoon and try to scoop it up.
Why? There's no one's
now
doing it.
Now I'm going
like...
to get some soap and put it on the rug.
He puts hand soap on the mustard.
Now I'm going to mix it in.
Then he that just splashes it into the freaking shit.
Now I'm
carpet.
Going to get some water and pour it on the mustard.
It's like a brand new bottle of water too.
Now I'm going to let that soak in for a little while. Now I'm going to get a towel and put it over the mustard with the water. Now I'm just going to press on it. Okay, now I'm going to take the towel off.
And that's it.
That's the video.
Shit.
So that one's relatively innocent. And I think the reason that that one works a little bit better than the other one is because the carpet itself is like a slightly off-white. It's got like a yellow hue to it. And the mustard has a similar yellow hue.
You can't tell how much is baked in. And the problem with this shit is like no one... Oh my God, no. I'm just seeing what you're about to pull up. No one is like going... If you spill sauce on the carpet, you don't go, hold on, before we try to clean this, let me jump up and down and like press it in with a fork.
How do you
like,
get the cutlery?
Yeah, get the spoon. I want to like press it in harder.
My favorite bit is just when his child hand comes in and just starts like smooshing around the mustard.
Trying to hold
the
phone at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, so if we have mustard, which is yellow, now he's going to do a tutorial with black ink.
And it's a different carpet. Hello everyone, and today...
Uno, guys, so I was cleaning this paint off my rug and
it's black paint off a white rug.
So now I'm just going to be carpet cleaning this.
So this is why I think his account got deleted, because when he's doing the shag pile, it's kind of like a doormat. It's like a small rug that you could probably replace. It does look like it's real animal.
Yeah.
Very not vegan. But it isn't the actual house carpet. So now he's put paint onto the rug. Oh. So from his actual videos, because he had tried to do like a paint cleaning video off the shag pile rug. It's leaked through the shag pile. He couldn't get it off. And now it's all over the house
carpet. The actual carpet. And this is like a 3 square meter fucking, oh, I don't know, 1 square meter, 2 square meter patch?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
First, I'll be adding my hot water. Now I'll be
hand
adding some soap.
Again,
it's such a child stop using logic, like
now
move.
I'll
yeah.
mix it in.
And then he just smushes the paint in.
Now I am getting this sponge filled with hot water and going to smudge it in.
Smudge, that's like the worst thing you can
You're
do.
You're making it bigger.
I have no water left, so I'm just going to use this old towel to.
I had no water left. Oh, he's like pressing it in.
He's pressing it in.
Now I'm going to add some strong
perfume.
Okay, so now I'm going to be adding some more hot water.
What did the fucking perfume do? Is it like rub on alcohol or something?
Okay, so most of it has like disappeared. I'm
no,
just
it
going
has-
to be adding some more hot water.
You can still tell it's there, bro.
Yeah.
And all the soap's coming out of the carpet when he puts the water on. It's still baked into that shit.
He's got to add more perfume.
Oh.
Video like a weird like light black patch on his white house carpet.
He did make it lighter.
He did to his credit. So
the perfume too.
We'll do 3 videos because that's all I saved from his deleted account.
Yeah.
But this was my favorite one where it's like he started the video by saying, everybody's been asking me.
He did that on the first one. I was wondering that too. It's like he's an account with 30 followers. Like everyone's been asking. I don't know if everyone's been asking.
So either. Like, it's funny in either scenario, right? Either everybody hasn't been asking him and he's just learnt to say that because it's internet vernacular,
yeah.
Or everybody has been asking him how to get blood out of
just
a carpet, which
troll
is
him.
So messed up. Like, hey, kid, I've got some blood in my carpet. How do I deal with that?
He's bought a big vial. We're talking
473 milliliters
of vampire blood.
16 fluid ounces for the non-metric
overseas
people. Yeah, for the people in... Myanmar.
Yeah. America.
Yeah.
Hey, Ronan, I'm going to be showing you how to get blood off your rug because that's what...
Like, oh my God. It's so fascinating how children of 2021 have just learned the language of content creators. Hey, everyone, and now today I'm going to be doing this. Like, that takes grown adults a while to get their mouths around. But these kids just... They're not fully getting it. Of course, they're fucking kids. But, like, they're pretty close. You know?
I know this is going to sound like I made it up, but this is the God's honest truth. My friend was telling me that when she said goodnight to her kid, the other day, said, thanks for watching.
Because well, that's what everyone has been asking. Just letting you know, this vampire blood is exactly like human blood. So first, I'm going to make the stain.
On the shag pile again.
Drops like the very thick, juicy vampire blood. The kind of thing that you'd use in like a, I guess, a uni student film about
totally.
Vampires.
Or a fucking crime
or society.
Scene. Yeah, like reenactment.
Now I'm going to use a sponge filled with water and try to wipe as much blood as I can.
You're making it worse, man. Don't wipe it like
that's
that.
That's the thing. Aren't you meant to dab a carpet? I'm no domestic G.
Not like...
yeah,
he, he's
I feel like he's like literally combing it into every
into
fiber
it.
That
he's
he can.
He's baking it in. Or put a fucking hose on it or something straight away. Like, I don't know.
Straight up. Or maybe just don't put the blood on the carpet.
Maybe that's also another idea. Or don't murder someone in your house.
I put more water on the sponge. Now I'm going to try to scrub the blood off.
The sound.
It's like, now I'm going to be adding some soap.
He always puts the hands over it.
And it's out of the pump. You
now
can
I'm
going
to mix it in.
Now I'm going to mix it in.
With the fingers.
Now I'm going to try to rub it off with this wipe.
Antibacterial
oh,
wipes. Like baby wipes. It's turning
this is
orange.
How much blood is left. Now I'm going to be adding some water. I just put a towel over. Now I'm going to press down.
And then all the
all
red
the
blood
red
soaks
it's
through.
It's been 45 minutes. Now
towel.
I'm going to take the towel off.
You've made the towel dirty.
There's only a little bit of blood left, but I hope you enjoyed this video.
Hey, that's actually
Bye.
His best one.
That is the best one. I think we got to judge it.
Final judgment.
If you have never listened to God is Dead before, this is the part of the podcast where we ask, does the content that we have just endured prove whether or not God has died? Bryce, rug cleaning, is God dead?
I'm going to say no. I think this kid's parents would disagree with me, but like, I guess this guy's clearly been inspired by tutorial YouTube. Hey guys, welcome back. Today I'm going to be showing you how to paint a Xbox fluoro green. It will glow in the dark. But these people are like hobbyists that have got the training and the knowledge and the education. He wants to be involved. It's great. I don't, it's an expensive mistake, you know, what he's doing. Rugs are not cheap, surprisingly. And so, I mean, I don't know much about it.
I don't know, they're always on sale.
Well, that's true, actually. Now, buy, must go.
Parramatta Road humor for you.
Yeah, but this kid just unfortunately is learning in public that that's not going to be a good idea. I think it's alive in that, like, he's having fun and, you know, I don't think... Well, if it goes viral, then maybe everyone's going to be clowning on him, though. I want to lean alive, but like only because I don't want the kid to feel discouraged. But I think there's many angles you could say he's dead. So I'm a bit on the fence so far.
Dang, pick a side, Millsy.
I mean,
Mills.
Help me flesh this out.
I think it is a relatively harmless venture, like in the sense that there are a lot worse things that a kid could be doing on TikTok. Yeah. I like that it's something that even if the execution is poor, the intention's really kind of pure. Like, hey guys, here's how to clean a rug, which I love. I think the execution makes it really funny when he keeps putting in hand soap and perfume. Just the same water every time. I don't think he fully gets the rug clean, except for the vampire blood. Did an amazing job.
He did a great job on that. I wonder what was the difference.
Probably vampire blood is, I guess, it's made to be cleaned. I don't know. Right. Yeah, that might be like a selling point. Yeah. Paint's meant to stay on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, must have definitely got caked on.
Yeah.
There's like hundreds of them, though. And I think that's what made me bring in the case. And that's not what I can show here because obviously the account's been taken down. But I think if you were a parent and every day, like, you walk in and your kid is doing the same thing, putting condiments and paint and all this sort of stuff on the rug, you'd just be like, this is...
I want to support you,
I love that you're creative. I love that you're hardworking. I love that you're dedicated. And I love that you're using new media and you're being experimental. But goddamn, can you do it outside?
Yeah.
Can you please do it outside on this old bit of rug, not our new carpet?
Yeah. So maybe God is... God is dead.
Nah.
From the parents' point of view, that like this kid's unsupervised internet usage has resulted in him wanting to directly recreate it and not understanding consequences could just be a thing about being a kid. So God is alive. There's the seeds of God is alive.
There's a lot of purity to it. And I think we don't get much of that in.
To be fair, yeah, exactly.
In our adulterated hellhole of a world.
He's not doing like Fortnite best asses compilation, which is a real thing, you know?
Yeah,
on YouTube. So.
Nah, screw it. God's alive. What a happy time.
Yeah, fuck it. God's alive.
Clean your rugs
with perfume.
God is dead.
Case two.
Gerald Stratford.
That's somebody's first and last name. I identified that correctly, correct?
Specifically, yes. It's a person who lives in the UK, and generally this is no pretense. It's pretty alive, everything about this guy. It's just a nice internet presence. His website looks like this. Which is...
If you've ever used Dreamweaver and you've got your tiles and you've got like the big thick banners on the side because all your content's in the middle, non-responsive, and his photo has been stretched to fill
fit
the boxes.
But it hasn't even filled it.
No,
it's
not
still stretched.
It's still like an empty tile down the bottom. And then he's just got Times New Roman, no capitals in his title, Big Veg, into growing Big Veg or just Veg.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the dude who grows the gigantic vegetables?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've been looking at this dude
I've
for a minute.
I've seen photos of this dude. Yeah.
So, yeah, he basically is this guy from the UK. He's an old, like, 70-something-year-old guy.
Gerald.
And he loves growing big vegetables, and he posts videos and photos, and essentially... he's clearly running it all himself. The punctuation, the spelling, it's all wrong. And he's just kind of basically posting things that happen and getting interviews, blah, blah, blah. And so his pictures will always be, you know, it's like this one, aww, him holding a big carrot.
It's a really big carrot. That thing's like 3/4 the length of a human arm.
And he goes, "This is one of my sweet candles, freshly pulled from the barrels behind me. Wish I could send the aroma. It's divine. Cheers." He always says cheers at the end.
Cheers, Gerald.
And someone goes, "That is a carrot, Gerald, not a candle." He goes, "It is the name of the variety sweet candle." It's always like really
high
blunt
quality
responses.
Banter.
Yeah. He always says cheers at the end. Here's him in his shed. And he goes, "I'm really pleased with my new hanging rack. Thank you at Thatchstone," which is a homeware company. "I do love my cave when the weather is inclement. # Thatch and Stone." He always does. He's done sponsored posts where he's fucked it up before.
Aww.
Like he did one for a soup in a cup type company, and everyone was like, "Hey Gerald, like you screwed up. Like you need to, in a nice way, like you probably need to do this again." And like, It's a, yeah, it's a risk getting so him to do blessed. Your sponsor content.
That is so sweet. Yeah.
But here's a bit of his video about how he stores his carrots in sand for the winter.
Hello, my name's Gerald.
Yeah, it's not too far off.
I'm just guessing it before we...
Storing carrots in sand for winter storage. First of all...
Oh, and his wife films them all. And there's times where he doesn't say cheers at the end and she can hear a whisper going, cheers.
Oh, cheers. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Two inches or 20 centimetres of sand in the bottom of the truck.
2 inches then or 20 centimetres.
Carrots. I don't know.
And place them in the bottom of the truck. But don't let them touch. Then put it in a dark, frost-free area, garage, etc., or shed, and use as required throughout the winter. Thank you. Cheers.
Yeah, you can hear a whisper, cheers.
There's something really sweet about people who, when they are on camera, talk as if something is written, you know, like use as required, a frost-free area, garage, etc.
Or like, it's like this idea of like, and this sort of talking to the camera as if they can't, like you need to be really slow and spell it out. Like, all right, here's like a what's recipe. Up. Here's him with his ciders that he pressed in the winter with his big veg beanie on.
Cute. Has he got merch?
He doesn't have merch. I don't think he has.
He got some big veg beanies.
Oh man, he has a big veg hoodie, but then he got it from Wish because someone goes, he posted it twice on Instagram, once with a filter and once without a filter. So here's him with his big veg hoodie on, just smiling.
Oh, it's like a hoodie where it's an all over print and it's just pictures of vegetables. So it's like carrots on the body.
Where
like
can I get it?
Cabbage on the arms.
Where can I get a sweater like this? Wish, he said. and then posts it again for some reason, but normal this time. Very colourful, methinks, he said. And someone goes, I would post it twice in a row too, crown emojis. Like people just like acknowledge that if he's doing something like a bit boomery, they're just like, yeah, bro, like get that bag, you know, get that money.
So sweet. How many followers has he got?
On Twitter he has almost 250,000.
Holy smokes. And then on Insta was that
6K. So it's not translating, unfortunately.
Ah, bummer.
The hot app. He's not getting that follow over. But Twitter, they love him.
Yeah, and he's just going his big vegetables and just being pure.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very nice. And I hate the word wholesome because that doesn't mean automatically good, but we've talked about that. And then we got slammed being mean or something.
You got slammed.
Nah, but like, it's some bullshit. Like, you notice how no one's using that word anymore?
Yeah.
Because it's fucking fad, man. It's so wholesome. Like, maybe people realize you actually need more than just a wholesome video to like fix the problems in your life. You know what I mean? Like,
word. Oh, you're getting cynical again, bro.
Nah,
yes, you are.
I'm not a baby. It's not actually that deep. I just don't like if the only thing about a product is that it's wholesome, I'm not.
Yeah.
Or a TV show or something.
Oh, completely.
Gerald, look. And I'm a hypocrite. I'd like it just because it's wholesome. But I could also argue that I'm learning about big veg. So.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe some you know, kinky shit. I don't know. Like, maybe he's not completely like this pure, like, old dude. We don't know. We don't know. We only see what we see online, guys. It's a highlight reel.
It's true. Whoa. I never heard that before. Social media is bad for you.
Final judgment.
All right. Gerald Stratford, who is killing it on Twitter with his real just... slice of life. Here is some nice homemade tutorial, like sweet. He's just stoked on his products, on his, you know, on his produce. What are you thinking? God is dead or alive?
God is alive, man. And it's really nice that we've had these two cases where I think there is something really similar between them as well. So they're both tutorial based. They're both, like you said, slice of life. And one's an old dude, one's a young dude. And it's nice that the young guy's execution was a little bit off. The old guy's execution's a little bit old, but like the actual thing he's teaching, he's gotten really good at.
Mm. Lots of experience. And a lot of people in the comments will ask him, you know, how do I do this? How do I do that? And he'll give real genuine tips for a lot of his... He's here replying, all this shit. Although not to this one that says, I want to kidnap you. hearts emoji.
Hearts emoji.
Like hearts around the smile.
Yeah, super cute.
You didn't reply to that one. No. Which is probably smart.
Just miss me with that cute shit.
Yeah,
but I think God's Alive because, man, for the same reason that the other one was, it's like it's so rare that we see like purity like that online.
Yeah.
And it makes sense that it's coming from people who aren't in the middle of that bell curve of corruption.
Yeah.
People who aren't our age or...
Yeah, poisoned.
Yeah,
you know?
Poisoned. Irony poisoned.
There's a video here of him going through all these pickled relishes and chutneys and jams. And he's saying like, we're going to give these to family for Christmas and stuff. Like, it's just so sweet. And I don't know if it's anything to do with it, but I feel like... What's I don't know, I get this like heartwarming feeling from it. Like I haven't had grandparents since like 2007. I was like fucking young when they were just the last of my grandparents passed
Deadsville.
Away, right?
Sorry.
Yeah. That's what some call it.
That was that too hard.
Again, it's 2007, it's been a while.
No.
But
all five of mine are also Deadsville.
Man, it's like it's wild to, maybe this is what having grandparents is like, you know, it's like online adopted. Like you get to sit in the shed and look at the pickled chutneys and shit.
My grandpa was not a wholesome man. He was a fucking wild hippie who drank too much, ate a lot of acid, and you know, rode his bike across the Australian desert to friggin' flex.
Wow.
Yeah. So if maybe we had a little bit more more gardening,
a couple more Geralds around
influence. Yeah. I don't know. Like it's really sweet, man. There's not much I can say about it other than
It's just the world. I think the world in. I think it was COVID that he blew up, and you know, maybe that's exactly why. Like people just were a bit sick of the negative, scary. You know, people would be like.
Their flight or fright response is just exhausted.
Yeah,
just
like, oh people God, in March ending. Being like, check out this spreadsheet my friend made about how the world's going to end. You know, that type of shit. And you just go far out. Like, I'm worried, right?
I'm terrified.
And that's for a year, especially in the UK where it's been really bad. Like,
well, that's one thing that they said was there was it empathy fatigue or compassion fatigue?
Right.
That people started to just have their ability to... extend that or like care about everything and every single issue and every single person who was suffering, it just started wearing thin and it took the place of them caring for themselves. And it's nice that I guess some people are filling the well with their gigantic vegetables.
And Gerald would have every reason to be grumpy as shit. Like he's on, you know, the high risk type category of people in the UK. So
almost Deadsville.
He's out here just loving it, thriving it, and retired fisherman and gardener, heavy into growing big veg. It's actually the savior that we thought we didn't need, but we do.
The term big veg, like that alone. Thank you very much for listening.
That's so tough. Yeah, thank you so much. As always, appreciate you. Sorry, I'm fucking swallowing. God is Dead, Not Clickbait on Instagram. That's where you can see everything. As we said, YouTube, please subscribe. We just hit 1K subscribers on the YouTube.
Did we?
Yeah, 4 digits.
4 dig, baby.
So thanks for getting around that. And make sure you share this around, please. This year is the year of the share. So tell a couple friends that have heard this kind of stuff. It's not the year of the ox. It's the year of the share.
I was going to say.
You know, more call to actions in the link down below.
No, yeah, I got nothing on that.
It's true. Campbell Walker, Struthless69 on Instagram.
Bryce Millsy Mills, trying to get that going, is Bryce V. Mills on Instagram. Yeah, everyone call him Millsy. He's my commercial radio guy now.
That would be fucked up, Millsy. It was like, there was a kid in my grade, in the year above me, called Millsy, so I didn't have to get that.
Did you go by Bryce V. Mills in high school? Were you quite formal?
Of course.
Yeah, I wore a tuxedo every day.
Wore a tuxedo. I did my oats. I did my meditation.
Kings do not abbreviate.
I know fap. It was all there. I'm actually sloshing right now. That's the sound of my.
It's true. Him just folding his legs.
Yeah, and I'm proud of it. So with that being said, thank you so much, and we love you so much.
Yep, and I'll be cleaning the carpet later with those sweet tutorials. Love you.
Getting some perfume after this. Love you.
Case closed.